Blog Talk Radio. Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Guys and guys of the planet Kai, we are in here reflection.
We in here, y'all.
Peace to the guys and goddesses of the planet Kai.
What do you do? Real holy in here.
Welcome, welcome, welcome here, Reflexiations. Y'all know we can't go live at the times we say we're going. You in the university, you already know how we rock. Drop them nines if y'all can hear me. Spread the word, let them know we live. Go on Instagram, let them know we live. Go on Twitter, let them know we live. If you're on the website, go hop in the forum, let them know we are live. It's set to go. We've been waiting all evening to get into this. I've been waiting myself. It's going to be a deep, divine download. You hear me? Never forget what you are right there. That's why I got that right there. Every time we do a live, that's going to always be in the backdrop. I just want people to remember, it's McCurver, and that's what you are. At your core. At your core. When you drop the flesh, okay? That's what you are at your core. Even human beings. Even the human being race. Yes, I'm talking to the human beings, y'all. That's y'all, too. Only the high vibrational human beings, though. All right, I see them nines, y'all can hear me. All right, somebody said, can I get unblocked?
Shit, if you was blocked, you wouldn't be in here now. You got to get blocked. You gonna really be trying to email come up, can you get unblocked? You'll never forget, under no circumstances, what you are. Illuminate a little more, baby. Under no circumstances are we to forget what we are. You hear me?
Hey, it's time for can't get unblocked. You own here, then you about to get blocked. You're going to be fucking around asking that question in real life time.
Yeah, though. Never forget, y'all. Never forget. A lot of us don't even know that that's what we are. That's a core. That's what that represents. All right? As we know, this is from McCurva. This is the way we anciently traveled. This is the way you originally traveled. No airplanes, no cars. You didn't have to fill the air with all the fumes that come out of your car when you drive it. No trains, no steam engines, no boats, none of that. It's all you need to go wherever you want to go. It's like two triangles, two pyramids, whatever you want to call them, whatever you feel more comfortable with. But that those shapes are one pyramid pointing up, one pyramid pointing down. The way the McCurva works is once you activate it, up is masculine energy. The down represents feminine energy. The starts to the pyramid is pointing down. Because down is giving as divine feminine energy. The divine feminine energy gives orders to the masculine energy. Remember that class. Remember that university. All right, you are all high vibrational beings if you live here. So that's why I say when you vibe and high, don't be paying attention to these trolls. All right? You vibe too high to focus on the trolls, man. Because then you go your frequency. Let the trolls be the trolls. It's open to the public, but I mean anybody can slide they deck in there, you know what I'm saying, and see what's going on in class. You already know that. So try to go around them. I try to go around them, or else you miss what you are, which makes it for your soul to grasp. All right, but I like to point to this though. Drawing board class. I'm at the chalkboard class. You hear me? This is the chalkboard. You feel me? This is online e-learning for adults and kids and senior citizens. That's the university, baby. This is online e-learning for adults, children, and the elderly. You know what I'm saying? But remember, the pyramid that points down, it's imperative that we get this symbology down pat. Because when you meditate, we're going to be talking about dark matter energy today. You can't tap into the dark matter force within you. You can't link into that if you don't understand the ancient Makarba, the way we've been traveling. Yeah, y'all know this online e-learning for adults, nigga. What you talking about? Nigga? Online class. What you talking about, man? You see what the hot sauce did for us? It put us in a position where we can be free. You just said it for free. You might have this shit here for free today. You understand? We ain't got to pay for this, none of this. You know, we on YouTube every Sunday. Now, we did. All right, you know, I got my shit clock there. He's home. You hear me? She clocked eggs. You feel me? Yeah. We wasn't on YouTube yesterday, Reflexiation. It was Sunday. Shit happened. I ain't gonna get in here in the line and say why we didn't have class. You know what we have in today. You get what I'm saying? We ain't gonna talk about yesterday. We ain't gonna break up no old shit. We talking about today. You get what I'm saying? We here today. Bringing up old shit. Why you ain't bringing up the past? Time isn't even real, so we don't even bring it up the past. But you feel me? Yeah, back to what I was saying, though. Online e-learning for adults, children, and elderly. White people, y'all invited in here too, so see, you ain't got to feel no way. Long as you vibrate high, you get. But if you not vibrate high, get the fuck out. You're... We back to stay focused. I ain't even opened up the lesson of none of that yet. I have this is my disclaimer. This is my disclaimer in this lecture today. You hear me? I want to really talk about this. You know, what of you see in the background with no understanding of. You feel me?
That's a decent background.
No, this is how we travel. Anciently. This is the way we should be traveling. A lot of y'all talk about astral projection. You feel me? But this is a more even powerful form of any type of astral projection. When you have to activate your Makarba, you don't have to go to sleep to project your spirit anywhere. The astral projection is based around you going deep within yourself, leaving your soul in your avatar, and projecting your spirit outward to travel other places in the astral and quantum realms. Okay? But when you learn how to activate the Makarba, which is your ancient original technology, it's around you. That's where the true being man comes from. See, this luminous being, that which you are, is sitting right here. So this is how you look when you and your meditation state. That Makarba is around you. When you stand up, the Makarba is still around you. But in order to activate your Makarba, you have to sit in it, like you would sit in your car. So that's the whole purpose of even sitting in a meditative state. Because you don't have to sit to meditate. You have to hold your hands like this. You can meditate with your hands just like this. You can meditate and plant your feet in the soil, or you can still be meditating with your rubber soles on. You get what I'm saying? It's just if you take your rubber off, you can tap into the surface more. But that's only if you're trying to cram. A lot of individuals think, oh, you don't kick your shoes off and let your feet touch the soil. You ain't meditating. It's different forms. That's if you're grounding. Right? If you're grounding, you're trying to release energy or pull energy from the realm, that's when you would sit. I mean, that's when you would let your eyes on the bottom of your feet sink into the soil. Okay? To connect your electricity. Remember, carbonated beings, non-energy beings, we have spirit and soul. Where once again, the spirit is electricity, the soul is magnetism. Okay? So the whole purpose, people don't know this stuff. They don't even know why they sit in meditation. You see what I'm saying? You don't need to sit like that to meditate. That posture is strictly to activate your Makarba. And for you to travel within it, you have to be in a sitting stance. In a sitting posture. That's why the lotus, you got all types of the lotus pose, right? That's one of the best poses to use to activate your Merkaba. All right? It's a hard pose to learn, though. It's tough because you're not used to having your ligaments in those positions, right? Especially with all the fluoride and stuff they put in our water and the food that they give us. You feel me? When we travel, we back into the dark fire energy, nigga. I ain't come to fuck around today, so I'm going to let you know what this really means. Because too long, you just sit in niggas' faces and niggas don't even know. But the energy is here now, all right? They are going to crash this grid, all right? When this solar flare hit, everybody going to shift and activate. Whether you want it to or not. Now, what you shift into will be based upon your intent and what you want when Source created you. Yeah, we gods and human beings, y'all human beings. But see, human beings is a little different, but y'all can go back to Source. Y'all's Source starts at the Petri dish. That's as far back as they go. Petri dish, nigga was in that scrambling edge. You get what I'm saying? Don't feel away. We just keep kicking real esoteric facts for that. Like we always do. But for you ancient beings, non-ether beings, six ether beings, you can trace your lineage back to the Petri dish. You don't have to go that far. Okay? But for non-ether beings, you gotta go all the way back to Source to understand what you are. Alright? Yeah, let me use this, man. You know, this is the thing, bro, but you know, it makes the good.
Oh.
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 Heart chakra, throat chakra.
notice this luminous being don't have their hands like this. This luminous being is making this posture right here, but down though, like this. Why? Because your fingers are energetic. Think of your fingertips as little stargates. But for your body though, electricity. This is why when you touch somebody, different fingers will give them a different feeling. The thumb feels different than the touch of the index. The index feels different than the touch of the middle finger. The middle finger feels different than the touch of the ring finger. The ring finger feels different from the touch of the pinky finger. The masseuse, people that are masseuse, they know this. They know this. Massage the fuck out you because they know that. Now, they might not understand why that, how deep that goes. But yes. Yes. Even if you was to hold your hands close to each other like this and close your eyes, tune out the electric signals around you. Disconnect from consciousness. So what is consciousness? Touch, feel, taste, smell, hearing. All five senses. I don't know if even if I said five, you know what the fuck I'm trying to say. If you was to close your eyes, cut off the blue light, right? And disconnect your senses and just push, you can feel your life force. You can feel it like that. You're gonna feel a difference from here and here and here and here and here and here. In here. This is how deep we have to go when we tap into the dark matter energy again. We have to go all the way back to source. Because the dark matter energy is here. Now. Okay. Above this crown chakra, you will notice 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9 other pyramids intersecting with each other. The reason they are intersecting with each other, surrounded by a green stargate, surrounded by a square encasing the green stargate, which is the crazy encasing the 9 of pyramids, is connected to the crown chakra. It's because this represents the 9 different universes. Alright? And your connection to this. Notice that the bottom, under your root chakra, we have electricity, or let me say solar energy, magnesium, or magnetism, being pulled from the root chakra down to this symbol right here. Okay? Now this symbol right here has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 points. Okay? What do these 5 points represent? Alright? As above, so below, but your lower self, which is still actually a version of your higher self, once you master your lower self. This is why we are supposed to love all forms of self. Okay? I'm giving y'all metaphysics right now. Hopefully they'll cut the YouTube video short, because this shit I'm telling y'all, that I'm telling you right now. This is the beginning phase of magic. All your sorcerers know this. All your witches know this. All your people that's into theosophy know this. All your mystics understand this. All your Tibetan monks and Buddhist monks and people that are into the Hermetic teaching understand this principle. But it's 5 points. I want you to notice the shape stuff. Why is it 5 points? You should notice already, class. No different than it being 5 points on the star that people deem as demonic. Okay? What do the 5 points represent? Fire. Air. Okay? Bring that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Fire. Air. Earth. Well, let me do it the right way. Because it's a square. Fire. Air, earth, water, and the very last point represents spirit, the quantum realm, or plasma energy. But when we use the 5 points, let's just say spirit, let's just say quantum, because spirit and quantum is the same thing. I taught you this. They used the word quantum to scare your ass away from it. Okay? So, people understand this.
and it's connection because that's you. You drop the meat off you because you ain't no me too. You drop that off you, that's what you are at your core when you get here. Now, is this what source created you to be? No, you're way more powerful than that. But we're talking about your material experience in this realm. This connects you to this realm. Very powerful imagery right here. And notice the colors. Violet. It's chasing all these colors. What? Darkness. This darkness. Now I feel like motherfucking Vanna White off motherfucking I feel like Vanna White off motherfucking Wheel of Fortune around this motherfucker. And that used to be a Vanna shit. That's all she is. Oh, well, of course, this shit. I know the motherfucker told certain all these years. She didn't see the clothes. Heels gotta be extra strong. She what? Yeah, I feel like Vanna White. You know what I'm saying right now? A Wheel of Fortune, isn't it? So, but yeah. Yeah, though. And for 2100, I know y'all don't get the shit we used to get. So I don't even know if y'all know what Wolf Force is, but it was an old game, so you can Google it later. Right? But no. Shout out to the youth. I'm just saying, I don't even know who the fuck Peter Pan is around this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Damn! Ain't been all of this shit on TV. Look, right? So, I want you to really get understand why I chose to be in the white. Chose this shit this year. You know, we ain't, I ain't never get no background in this all that. You know, not knocking nobody to do it. I'm not in this all that. You know what I'm talking about. But we in dark matter energy right now. So this has to be seen. Because he who was viewing that, even if you didn't know what it means, your soul is connected to that. That's you. And even if you are a human being, because human beings have spirit, they don't have soul. Human beings can, they can connect. They have electricity. This is why when human beings meditate, they rise in frequency as well. They lack the soul. They lack the magnetism. But they rise in frequency. Okay? Because they do have chakras. All right? They are able to connect. They're not able to connect to these multiverses, though. To the multiverse. This is cut off. But they can rise to this crown level. And you see them when they rise. When they rise, and like I said, when you see human beings smoking weed, meditating, and doing yoga, they will never be racist. Shout out to white Jamaica. I'm telling y'all, when I'm from Denver, that's white Jamaica. I see human beings with locks. They were smoking weed. They was meditating. They had crystals on, nigga. And they were listening to Caribbean music. You know, I ain't gonna make shit up. I'm gonna keep it real over rich. Throat chakra open at all times, even when it comes to myself. Because we can't break the connection. This is why every single chakra must be unlocked. You got individuals walking around trying to unlock chakras, don't even know why though. You unlock all seven chakras, guess what you're going to do? You're going to start to activate the divine masculine energy cycle of your Merkaba. Now you got to rise up to the next level of chakras. All right, to unlock the divine feminine part of the Merkaba. The masculine, so this is the upper pyramid of your Merkaba, it rotates clockwise. Well, actually, it rotates, the divine masculine part of the Merkaba rotates counterclockwise. Because we the Y chromosome. The masculine energy was second. The divine energy was first. So this part of the pyramid, a masculine is rotating this way. Like the point going, and slowly, that's how it goes. See, counterclockwise. The divine feminine energy part of the pyramid rotates clockwise. So you see the point? So it's going like this. Where it's going like this. At this point, it would start. It started from right here. It was pointing down. It would go like this. Upward. Clockwise. While it's going clockwise, like this, the divine masculine part, which is the upper part of the pyramid of the Merkaba, is going counterclockwise. And
When you after, when you unlock all seven chakras and you master them and you begin to rise to your next level of chakras, because you have a total of almost 144 chakras, okay? But they exist at the quantum level of you. You see what I'm saying? This is the physical chakras that help you rise up into the quantum level of yourself. And that's when you have a whole other level of chakras to unlock. Alright? And those are what you must unlock to activate the divine feminine part of the curve. When you activate both, you can travel wherever you want to, right here in the flesh. You can activate all powers right there and go anywhere. You're going to know all. All there is to know, you're going to know. Alright? So, when you unlock these seven, you begin to make the divine masculine part of the curve rotate. Starts to rotate slowly. Once you unlock the rest, the divine feminine starts to rotate. Okay? That's the curve. It's imperative that you knew that before we start class today. All right. Now that we understand the curve, we understand the energy field we in. We understand the vortex. We understand the density that we are rising to, hopefully. All right? Let's open up this live lecture with the right frequency. All right? So we're going to set the frequency first.
This is the Orisha that wants to join us today. Everybody say hello. That's God. You should know who this is by now. If you don't, this is Orula. Peace to the God right here. Different Orisha speak to me, you know. And let me know when to come on. All right, so he want to come on today, so we're going to pull him on here. His energy, he's going to try to feel his energy. So for those who don't know what energy a room embodies, I would advise you to go look it up after this live. Hey, y'all smash this like button. We're going to roll into the deep live lecture. Gun. You hear me? You feel me? All right. So today's live lecture is called Welcome to Atlantis. They took the land. And I need y'all to really feel me on that. So before we dive into this lecture, it's imperative that we open it with the right spiritual energy. First, let me start by saying peace to all the gods and gods of the planet Kai. Peace, many positive energy always creates elevation. I'm sending peace to the human beings that's tuning in as well. And peace to the motherfucking feds and CIA that's watching, because y'all ain't going to stop shit. That's all y'all can do is watch and only hope to contain a force of energy that you never could understand. My name is Divine Insight, Sovereign Being, not a citizen of the of nobody's republic. I am only a citizen of my ancestors. I hail from Xylanthia, Sirius X, all right? Headquarters, 19th galaxy, ninth universe, 19th galaxy, 9th universe, Sirius X. That's where I hail from. That's who I answer to. I only answer to my species and my ancestors who sent me. Peace to all the Orishas that's in here this evening with us. It's a lot of them. Alright? So, I want to start by sending a deep insight to the elders, those 65 and older within the university. We appreciate you for being in here. Let's tap into this dark matter energy. Let's remove the fear, because a lot of the elders, y'all have a lot of fear on y'all because y'all come from that generation, and that's not your fault. But we in new energy now. New energy, new era, new times. You feel me? Alright? We appreciate all the elders. Respect is definitely one thing that I'm big on enforcing to the youth that's watching me so that they can learn how to respect the elders. So that's why I always like to open up these lectures with starting out with giving thanks and sending supreme insight to all the elders that embody this flesh, these fleshly avatars. And we know time isn't real, but you've been here a lot in this reality a little longer than us. So we just want to say thanks. All right, to all of my peers, those in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, we appreciate you. You know, do the bridge. All right? I'm sending you nothing but the deepest of insight. May peace be with you. May chaos be with you as we merge forward 10 toes deep in this war to take back what's rightfully stolen from us. All right? To the youth, 21 and under, star seeds, rainbow babies, crystal babies, and these new babies that just got here, blue crystal babies. Just want to send a supreme insight to you, for you to remember why you came here, because you haven't been here in this flesh, in this reality that long, so you are some of our most strongest warriors that we have right now. And it's imperative that you all, definitely those in their teens, redirect that kinetic energy that you call guns, you know, toward the real oppressors, the real ops, the police, the government, and all those who work against us to take away our sovereignty, all right? I'm sending peace to all the human beings that are vibrating high enough to see past my flesh, to see past my pigmentation, because I know it's hard for you to do. You've been fed the same spoon of hate that we've been fed. You know, they want the race war. They want us to kill each other. They want, but, you know, nobody, no gods own anything anymore, although we do by birthright, but it was taken from us. So nobody with melanin in their skin, which will be human beings, because you have melanin in your skin, not neuromelanin, you have melanin. While you get in the sun, you catch melanoma when you get too much UV radiation, all right? And that's okay. You are an inorganic being to this planet, and that's not nothing you should beat yourself up over. That just means you're not from here, so you can't take the atmosphere. And your government didn't want to tell you the truth, so Rashad Jamal is going to tell you the truth. I am not your enemy, unless you want me to be. You see? I'm not your enemy, and my species is not your enemy unless you want me to be unless you want us to be, then we can be that. Because we have more than enough reasons to be that. But moving on the right energy, I'm not your enemy, neither is my species. Your enemy is your own human being race that sit up in councils and call themselves the Bilderberger Group and the Boulay and the Committee of 300 and the Black Nobility and the Knights Templars, all right, and the KKK and all the other names that like to hide behind the United Nations, all right? They can doctor up all the fancy names they want to, but never forget how they treated you when the vaccine hit. Never forget human beings. To the human being species, never forget that. Nobody with carbon in their skin took your jobs away, did we? No, we didn't. It was your own people that took your jobs away. Okay? Y'all in here, smash the like button so we can hopefully get more souls and spirits to hear this message this evening that's coming to you from celestial beings that I'm just channeling. All right? So to all the plant life, let's value them. For they are alive. Let's stop acting like they're just plants. Let's get back to the nature. Let's respect nature. Because if you don't respect nature, she's going to disrespect you. You know, I to anybody that's a homosexual or a transgender, it don't matter what your sexual preference is, the way you get your love has nothing to do with your vibration. The way you release your bodily fluid has nothing to do with your vibration. Although doing too much of it can lower your vibration. But I said it to say, I want you to sit in here with it and pull in this energy. Alright, we're going to talk about Atlantis today. And I'm also going to kind of tell you a little bit about the other nine realms that are in this planet, within the circumference of the planet. Okay? So, yeah, put your seatbelts on. You feel me? We're taking off. Alright? We're taking off. And when we go up, we don't plan on landing no time soon. All right, so when we get up in these astrals where I'm going to take you to, ain't no dope. Pull over, let me out. Ain't no none of that shit. You ain't got to have your phone on airplane mode or none of that, because unlike your government, you can see where you're going. Your government don't want you to know where you're going. That's why they make you turn your phone on airplane mode, because they don't want you to know that you are on the legendary continent of Atlantis. It never sunk. Right? Understand that the best way to hide something from a species is to hide it in plain sight. For example, do you know how many extraterrestrial and interterrestrial spacecrafts are in the sky right now? But because your government is using chemtrails, oxygen combined with cloaking technology, they are able to make these ships appear to be just a part of the sky or clouds. Okay? Not many trees are around you. The whole planet is a wasteland. We are not as big as we used to be. Our plants aren't as healthy as they used to be. The forest doesn't sing and speak frequencies no more like she once did because she's in fear. The animals fear us when they used to love us. We fear the animals when we used to love the animals. We were one with the wind and the elements, wind, air, earth, fire. We was one with them elements. Okay? We were on the same vibration, so we were able to contain and control them. Or should I say work with their energies. You can go look up any tribe from ancient Africa they spoke of these days. You can go look at any ancient Indian story they spoke of these days. Hell. The farther they'll let you go back is ancient Kemet. So you can go look at that. They still spoke of those days. All right. We're not going to talk about Mesopotamia because, you know, they ain't been there. They wasn't here that long. The Mesopotamians, that was all a part of Greece. Athens, the Athenians, the Spartans, that was all part of Greece. Greek culture. All right. And these were human beings. All right. And the original Greeks are the same ones that run the world now. The Romans came after the Greeks. You have been lied to, America. You have been lied to, Europe. You know, the original Europeans was black, too. All right? But if we're going to use titles, you have been lied to, Europe. This is an international audience right here when we're on YouTube. You have been lied to, Europe. You have been lied to, Americans, regardless of race, regardless of culture, regardless of religion, sexual preference, status quo in society, you have been lied to. But today we're gonna jump down the rabbit hole. See, the rabbit hole is a never-ending hole because, you know, Satan and Zeus and his army, they never stopped digging. They knew it was coming, so they had to keep digging once they created the rabbit hole. That's how it got so deep. When you're trying to enslave giants, you're going to have a deep-ass hole to dig. I don't think y'all hear me. When you're trying to enslave giants, you're going to have a deep-ass hole to dig. That's why the rabbit hole runs so deep. You're trying to bury gigantic greatness. They don't have enough shovels. You can never get enough shovels to bury these truths. You know, you can never kill enough of our revolutionaries and leaders to bury these truths. You can never make enough fact check pop-up screens to hide these truths, because even your very own human being species, which you, Vatican, Queen Elizabeth, Great Britain, America, United Nations, Europe, Asia, Rockefellers, the elites, your 13 families, you hear these truths from your own people. You mistreated your own people. Now your own people are rising against you. See, that's what greed does to you. You know, greed, because you have to understand, our planet has so many resources that when these human beings and these Pleiadians first, and these reptilians were, when they came here, they couldn't help themselves. But they didn't know that they were dealing with technology that no matter how much you could get rid of us, but you'll never get rid of us. And you can't use our ancient technology without knowing the access codes, the metaphysical access codes that only we have locked inside of our genetics. And no matter how many black babies you killed in the hospital, and no matter how many STD variations you put out there to destroy my people to get the genetics, nothing worked. Sickle cell, syphilis, cancer, AIDS, man-made. We never had dis-ease before these inorganic beings landed on our planet in their year of 1492. Key word, they call it disease. We break it down. Dis-ease. We didn't have nothing to do with any form of dis. There was no dis-ease. No dissension. No discord. See, we use the root word dis. You know, that all has to do with separation. We know nothing of that. We don't know fear. We never knew love. We never knew happiness. We never knew jealousy, envy, anything. Not us Atlanteans. Not us Anunnakis or Anunnaki. We knew nothing. It don't matter how many black, white, don't try to reveal shit to us now in black whiteness. We see through you. Don't reveal shit now that is being revealed. Don't try to show us shows on Netflix like The Magician. We know magic is real now. This is a magnetic realm. For every being, human or God, has an aura field, which is an electromagnetic frequency around their being, their etheric bodies. Save The Magician. He should have been told us. Tell us shit now. Don't try to come out with inside job, and now you want to hint at it being a reptilian race controlling the whole government, and you want to talk about these Pleiadians who make up this shadow government, these advanced beings who are not here from, that are not from the planet, yet they have been controlling the planet through these 13 families, through these human beings who continue to keep their genetics locked within themselves. These are the elites. The elites are separate from your average human beings. They didn't get in. Your average human beings, you see everything that got to work, they didn't get in. Y'all ain't getting it, dog. Y'all ain't royals. You ain't shit but Negroes with a Hemi, like I always say. Truth is coming to light. Or shall I say, truth is coming to darkness. Or should I say, out of the darkness, the truth is being revealed. We not running to the light no more. We running to the darkness. That's how they fooled us. They taught us to run to the light. They told us the darkness was bad. They told us black was evil. When in reality, they never called our ancestors black anything. Into the 20th century. And when the word was used, it was used as a form of degradation to degrade our beings. More spells being placed over our avatars to disconnect us. They're going to diss again. And once they disconnected us, that brought in the dis-ease. They took the land. I don't think you feel me, though. And any human being that's vibrating high, you should feel a way about that as well. How does it make you feel to know that this whole country in America, North, South, Europe, Asia, Australia, who built that? I mean, we know who built it originally, but who helped build up their dream? To see the elites in these Pleiadians, they had a dream like Martin Luther King did. But who helped them manifest their dream? We did. I think we need to pat ourselves on the back a little more. We don't do that enough. They got to believe in that we are lazy. This is what they teach you. Black people and Latino people ain't shit. They lazy. And the only Latino race they say not lazy is the Mexican race. But Mexicans aren't Latinos. So go figure. They would give the hard work right back to their human being species in some form, shape, or way. Who taught the Mexicans, though? We did. I've been working on the railroad. Who built those railroads? We did. Did you forget? Who built these factories? Nike wouldn't have $1 trillion without black people, if you want to call us that. I prefer gods, that which we are. You can't do that without the God race. And that includes the Latino race. The Puerto Ricans, the Dominicans, the Haitians. All of those you deem Latin America or Latino. They took the land. We know they took the land, but I don't think we know they took the land. We're going to dive real deep in that, though, today. So, first, let's get a visual representation of where we are. We are on a planet that has been hijacked by invaders, inorganic beings, Pleiadians, 7-foot-tall aliens, if you want to call them that, who are working in cahoots with the reptilian race. A treaty was formed when the human beings were stuck on planet Egypt. Your elites of today, they formed a covenant with the reptilian race, the Alpha Draconian reptilians to be exact, who stand 20 feet plus winged reptilian beings. You have many different reptilian races, but the Alpha Draconians are at the top of the reptilian race. The Alpha Draconians formed a covenant with the human beings and the Pleiadians. The Pleiadians are like your everyday human beings you would see. The only difference is They get no shorter than 6 feet. Between 6 feet to 8 feet. Perfect skin complexions. For they have mastered the melanin. They have mastered how to communicate with our sun, even though they didn't come from it, because the Pleiadian race is an advanced, keyword, advanced extraterrestrial race. So when Satan was creating these human beings, he made them in our image of the gods. He gave them arm, arm, leg, leg, head. Allah, as the Muslims call it. Arm, leg, leg, arm, head. Allah. Vitruvian man. Or should I say Vitruvian God? Metaphysical symbology, signs and symbols for the conscious mind. Or should I say subconscious mind? However, while on planet Nern in the sixth universe, which is what makes human beings six ether beings, because it takes six ethers for a human being vessel to be created inside the womb of another human being. Each ether represents an energy cycle. We never had time. We have energy cycles. We are nine ether beings. It takes nine energy cycles for our avatars to be concocted in the womb of a black goddess. Because she has mitochondrial genetics, she has the purification, for she is the source. She is the X and the Y chromosome. Okay? Although these human beings were made in our image, they were replicated after the Pleiadian extraterrestrial race. So this is why Pleiadians look just like human beings with blonde hair. All right? And this is why the Pleiadian race was able to live amongst you, regular human beings, and us gods for so long. Okay? I'll repeat that. The human being race were made in the image of the gods. Four different animal splices, the lemur, the pig, the snub-nosed monkey, the canine, or the wolf. One drop of God DEA, deoxyanthic acid. This is what gives you arm, leg, leg, arm, head, or Allah, as the Muslims call it. Not right now. Thank you. Thank you. Although made in our image, they were replicated after the Pleiadian race. So, the Pleiadians are not human beings. They are way more advanced than human beings could ever be. Pleiadians are the pirates of the cosmos. Wanted in every one in nine universes. So are these reptilians, these fallen gods. It isn't a planet, a galaxy, a star system that these Pleiadians or Alpha Draconian reptilians can go to, because all Pleiadians aren't bad. We have duality. Those back home at headquarters in the Pleiadian star system, the Pleiades galaxy, which is where they come from, which is why they are called Pleiadians, all of them aren't bad. Remember, this is a multiverse. That symbol represents the multiverse. As above, so below. That means the things that transpire here in this realm, on this planet, in this galaxy, in this universe, also transpire on other planets and other galaxies and other universes. That's the true esoteric meaning of as above, so below. don't know, understand. See? You don't need knowledge. You don't need to know the ledge. You need to understand. You need insight so you can see for yourself. I can give you knowledge, but I can't give you insight. Only you can give you that. And insight is the best teacher. For you to experience it with your own being. Be you human being or God. This covenant was made on planet Egypt. Another planet located in the ninth universe. Okay? On planet Egypt, the reptilian, the Alpha Draconian reptilians to be exact, because a lot of people are starting to learn about these lizard species or these lizard people or these reptilians, but they're called reptilians because there's multiple races of them for a reason. And all reptilians aren't bad. Just like all Anunnaki aren't good. This is why they are trying to attack the Anunnaki, because we rise. But they trying to make it seem like the Anunnaki are bad. I see it going on. But not breaking down the esoteric symbol that's respected in 12 universes. As above, so below. There's duality in all things, because the number one rule that pervades the entire multiverse is what? Free will. We are all sovereign beings. So you can't invade anybody's free will. Just like when we went to war, we being the gods, with Satan himself, right here on this planet. How did that happen? Because Satan, Zeus, Yaqub, Marduk, Prometheus, Odin, Enki, Enlil, and Jesus Christ, the many names he go by, decided to go against us. That's why we are in a cosmic war now. However, in their year of 1492, they landed on this planet. We are the heart of the planet. Where we are right now, this place they are calling Earth, this is planet, this whole realm is actually Atlantis. But I don't want to confuse you. Because somebody probably like, how is this Atlantis and planet Kai? Well, let me help you out. A planet is composed of 9 different realms. This realm that we are on, this is Atlantis. Okay? Pull up a map real quick. Map of the world. That's all I have to pull up. Map of the world. Okay, so you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 continents. Let's take this off the tripod for a second. North America, South America, that's 2. Africa, that's 3. Europe, that's 4. Asia, that's 5. Australia makes 6. Antarctica makes 7. But guess what? They are telling you that this is the map of the whole known world. But do you see the way it's shaped? Overall, it's shaped like an oval, flat, like a flat oval, right? The shape is true. This is exactly how the realm is shaped. However, Antarctica is an ice wall that connects, that goes completely around the entire realm. Okay? Antarctica is an ice wall that circles and encases the entire realm. All of these continents are not separated by water. They are all one landmass.
I repeat, these continents are all one landmass surrounded by Antarctica, which is an ice wall. All right? So basically, all of these continents is Atlantis. This is the realm of Atlantis. Right. Now, this is how they were able to fool you about where you are. Let's go to Norse mythology, because they
kind of showed it to you. Hold on. Map of nine worlds. Norse mythology showed you how the realms look. Hold on. Here you go. You see that? This is exactly how the realms look. But it's not a tree that connects us all. It's one plane above the other. And you have nine of them. In Norse mythology, they call Earth Midgard. But Earth is really Atlantis. And the entire planet is Kai. Okay? The entire planet... it's called Planet Kai. Why is it called Kai? It only had two names, Tiamat and Kai. Kai, because this is home of the Anunnaki, or Anunnaki. The whole reason it's even called Planet Kai. But Planet Kai consists of nine realms. What they are telling you is Earth is only one realm. Yeah. Four above you and four below you. This realm is Atlantis. So when they're telling you Atlantis was sunk, the lost city of Atlantis, they are lying to you. You are on Atlantis right now. They landed and renamed it. This is why Malcolm X said we didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us. This is why Elijah Muhammad, as well as Farrakhan, were talking about the will in the sky. I just made a lecture last week about Ezekiel's will in the sky, but I never heard nobody else really speak about it other than Elijah Muhammad, Malcolm X, and Farrakhan. But they even told you in their Bible, Ezekiel's dream. I broke that down last Sunday. So, it is nine realms. And I'm working on a book that's going to be called Welcome to Atlantis. While I go in more detail, I've been working on it. Hopefully the grid don't crash before time. If we don't run out of time and the grid don't crash, the book will be out. If not, it wasn't meant for the book to come out. But I will touch on it a little bit just to get you familiar with these nine realms and how they work. Okay? Okay. So now that we have an understanding of how the realm looks, let's list off the different other, let's list the other eight realms that are within our planet. You have been entrapped right here in this one realm. And they shut off all the stargates that lead to Asgard and other realms. Remember, I told you, rainbows are stargates. And I told you, there's only one group of beings who stargate looks like that, and that's the Asgardians. So when you see a rainbow, you're looking at an Asgardian stargate, because every species has their own version of a stargate. Asgardians are versions of us, but they're not us. They Asgardians. So Thor exists. Odin don't. Odin is the devil. But Thor is an actual being.
But guess what, though? Thor isn't white. He has locks and he's black. Just like Jesus wasn't white. So they whitewashed all of history. Okay? So, I'm about to list off the other nine realms for you. And let me pull up an ancient map of Atlantis. See, I might have somebody said Loki, yes. Loki, Thor, they are actually brothers. They are Asgardians. They actually exist. The only difference is they're not white. They're not human beings, and they're not Pleiadians. All right? They are descendants of a group of us that was here. Another, it's a lot of us that came here. All right? They are ancient descendants of an ancient group of us. They are still gods at the core. All right? But just like the Nomos, who took on the shape of dolphins and whales after their planet was destroyed in the Sirius star system, we promised to give them a home again. So we gave them the seas, and they took on the form of dolphins and whales. These are the Nomos. This is why the government makes it illegal to communicate with dolphins. Definitely if you got carbon in your skin. It's illegal for you to be in the ocean without the right paperwork in general. Yes, the whole Thor hammer is real. That whole story is real. Where are you going with that? Don't be just grabbing no charges because then we can't find them. So, yes, that is real. Let me show you something. A map of Atlantis. Lele got one upstairs. Asked her to use hers, so y'all got to share that one. Y'all ain't finna be running off without the charges. All right, let me show you something. So if you was to pull up on Google, a map of Atlantis, this is what they would show you. This is what they show you, all right? Or they would show you this. All right? I want you to take note of something. Scratch out Africa and all these other names around you, right? This landmass is how your planet, this is how your realm, this is how Atlantis looks still to this day. North America, Africa, South America, Asia, Europe. One landmass, like I told you, surrounded by water and an ice wall. Better yet, let's go right here. When you go to Atlantis, why do they show you this? Because this is the entire realm. Remember, our realm is blocked off by three ice walls. Pull up a map of Atlantis. See, I'm just decoding it for you. I'm cracking the light codes for you. If you pull up any map of Atlantis, they're going to show you that shape. That would be us right there, what we all call today North America and all South America, all that in there. Then you got this ice ring with more of us. You have another one, right? So when you pull up a map of ancient Atlantis, they're going to show you these shapes, right? Metropolitan Atlantis, okay? This is what they're trying to show you. But this shape represents the whole entire realm, all right? And these walls represent Antarctica. Where the water is at, those are ice walls. You all have seen the ancient maps with the ice walls. I don't know if they're going to pull one up. But y'all seen, a lot of you all that are in the air have seen. But, yes, I'm breaking down why it's like this. Why when you look up a map of Atlantis, it's going to show you that. Or it's going to show you this. Because this is how your landmass actually looks right now. You can get from here to, I'm able to decode all this. This is what I'm here to do. You are living on one landmass. You do not need to hop. You don't have to travel across no water to get to Europe, Asia, Australia, or Africa. You can drive there, nigga. You can walk if you want to. But every angle that will let you get to that next part, they are blocking you from it. But that's why when you look up ancient, now that you know that you're on Atlantis, now you look up an Atlantean map, you're going to see it was just one landmass, like I've been telling you. Surrounded by water, which were called seas at first, but it's now called the ocean because ocean was a titan that is being kept at bay through two pyramids at the bottom of the Bermuda. All right? So, and all of this would be the ice walls that surround us.
And that realm will be Atlantis, okay? That realm will be Atlantis. All right? Now, Google job is to lie to you. So any map, you're not going to find that organic map. I would have to have somebody draw it all based off what I'm telling you. But you got to read through the light codes. And if you can't read through the light codes, then the information isn't for you. That's all that means. This is the University of Cosmic Intelligence. We're not responding to no trolls. We're not paying attention to nobody that can't keep up. That means you are not on our frequency. And that has nothing to do with us. Take it up with your creator. All right? And me being a divine teacher, I'm not going to be responding to nobody trolling. When you go to class, if your teacher argue with niggas in the crowd, no, the teacher didn't do that. The teacher taught. And if your ass want to sit in the back of class and think you know some shit, don't think you know what you know. You feel me? We not doing no arguing now. All right, let's keep class rolling. So, we on this deep divine download right now. We focus right now. We talk about this dark matter energy. You must know where you are. All right? I'm going to list off these nine realms. And I'll, like I say, I'm going deeper in my book. I can't go too deep on YouTube. But I'll go deeper in the book. It's called Welcome to Atlantis. Facts I'm breaking down. It's called actually Welcome to Planet Kai. And I'm breaking down every single realm. But let's talk about the nine realms. Some of these names, when I say them, you've already heard them. But that's what they do. They ain't made up nothing. They take all our names and pervert them and contort them to be what they wanted to be. Right? Then we finna get into they took the link. First, you got to know that you're on Atlantis. So that's what we're talking about. And you're on Planet Kai. Where is our planet located? We are located in the ninth universe. We are the last planet that was created in this ninth universe. This is where you are right now. Know where you are so you can know where you're going. Alright? Now that you know you're on Planet Kai located in the ninth universe, now it's time to break down these other realms that exist within your planet that you knew nothing about. So we'll start with the first one. The first realm is Asgard, or home of the Aesir, or the Asgardians. That's one realm. Alright? The second realm is Alpha. Just like you Alpha and Delta or Alpha Draconians, it's a realm here called Alpha. And that realm is home of the Light Elves, not Dark Elves. The Dark Elves are not to be confused with the Light Elves. Let me tell you why. The Dark Elves come from Nern, and they are not actually dark. They are actually, they dress in dark pigmented suits, and they tall, lanky, pale white. All right? And they are workers of Satan. They are the ones that created the Sub-Zero technology. They are the ones that created Winter. I'm not talking about the Dark Elves. They do not live on a realm here. They live on planet Nern. And they go back and forth through portals and time contraptions like CERN. This is why your government has, like, programs called CERN, C-E-R-N, which opens up wormholes back to planet Nern. Okay? Stay with me here. The third realm is Aesiria. Just like Aesirian or Aesirians, yes, it's a realm here called Aesiria. Let me tell you about the Light Elves. My bad, I almost went past the Light Elves. So the Light Elves are opposite. The Light Elves are black like us, full of carbon. But they are called Light Elves because they do a lot of light work, right? They work with a lot of the elemental beings that are on the top. So this is why they are called Light Elves, all right? Not because they are strictly light, because they are jet fucking black. The light, they showed you the Light Elves in the Smurfs. What you think the Smurfs was about? The Light Elves. All right? The Smurfs was all about the Light Elves. The way they carry themselves, the frequency, they very high, like high vibration, always in good spirits. Powerful beings, though. You know, think of Yoda. They like the Yodas. They know a lot of things about this planet that even some of us could never know because that was their role. But these are the Light Elves, okay? They live on a realm called Alpha. Okay, now the third realm is Aesiria, okay, not to be confused with Aesirians, because they stole that from us. It's a realm here called Aesiria, and this is where all the guardians of the Titans stay. So, remember, you have 72 Titans within you. You have another Titan that's stuck here named Ocean. You have another Titan named Atlas, who is stuck in lower dimensions. This is what they were talking about in Greek mythology, okay?
But on the realm of Assyria, these are the guardians of the Titans. So when I say guardians, the Titans, when they were here, they made a lot of different beings. Think of pets. They made a lot of different pets to help protect them. And they showed you this in King Kong vs. Godzilla. So on the realm of Assyria, which is also a realm here, all right, you got Godzilla beings that live on that realm. Godzilla is real. He's a guardian of the Titans. He lives on the realm of Assyria. And it's not just one Godzilla. It's a lot of them. It's a whole species. Think of King Kong. It's a whole species of them. Gigantus. Why do you think when you go watch King Kong versus Godzilla, go watch it. They give you the whole scientific breakdown at the beginning. Pay attention. These beings exist. You also have the Kraken. All right? You would have to go back to certain mythology to know about the Kraken, but they talk about that in the Bible too. This huge being that's so big with all these tentacles that comes up out of the ocean called the Kraken. It's so many of them, though. And in the movie Godzilla, remember, he was fighting all of them. They was coming out of different places in what they was calling the inner earth. Yep, and they clashed with the Titans. What did he say? Release the Kraken! These beings exist. They are on a different realm within the planet. Okay? So you have Godzilla-type beings, the Kraken-type beings, King Kong-type beings. Even when you go watch the Science Channel, they talk about these giant boa constrictors called Titanus boa. Basically, the realm of Assyria is filled with these huge, powerful beings, and they were like the pets or the guardians of the Titans. No different than, although you are a god, you would still get a Rottweiler as a pet. You would still get a pit bull, right? People still do that. So that's what the realm of Assyria is composed of. Alright? Now, the fourth realm, this realm is literally called Snow White. Now, that might sound crazy to you. You might even start laughing. Snow White, I ain't got to be making shit up. No, it's just that the truth is being revealed to you, and you're finding out that a lot of the names that was placed in front of you are actually true. It's not made up. So the fourth realm is Snow White. This is the land of the dwarves. So the whole story of Snow White and the seven dwarves is about that realm. And they only put seven dwarves due to the fact that you have seven etheric bodies. Okay? You have seven etheric bodies in your sixth etheric body, because your first etheric body connects you here to the physical. But your sixth will connect you directly to that realm. All right? So you have this realm, which is called Snow White, which would be the name they use it for when you're using the English terminology. Because remember, all these realms have different spiritual names, man. All right? But this realm of Snow White, which is the land of the dwarves, exists. And the beings there exist in a cartoon format. Yes. So the whole cartoon format you see when you watch Snow White, or you watch The Simpsons, or you watch Peter Parker in the Grip, that is an actual realm. So why do you think in movies like, what was that movie called that came out like in the early 90s? The movie with Jessica Rabbit in it. Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Those who are 30 and over know about Who Framed Roger Rabbit. But if you are under 30, you need to go watch it. Notice, in that movie, you're going to see them go, they are supposed to be humans in the real world, but you're going to see the real world merge with the cartoon world. Why do you think the detective was fucking on Jessica Rabbit? He was in love with her. They were trying to make you aware of the realm of Snow White. It's a cartoonish realm. These are oppressors don't create shit. Remember that. So when you're seeing cartoons, when you're seeing this, you're seeing that. All of this shit exists in different formats or some form of way. But I'm trying to give you an idea of how the same thing they showed you in Alice in Wonderland.
What?
All right? That's what Alice in Wonderland was about. Her ass was in a regular world, and then she went into Wonderland, and she was in like a cartoon world. Okay. Wizard of Oz was about that.
They didn't show her in a cartoon world, but they still showed her go from a reality world to a different type of realm. Okay? Space Jam. Yes, Space Jam. They show you this shit because they have always had to show you the truth. They don't have to tell you it's the truth. All they have to do is simply place it in front of you. But this is the realm of Snow White. So you have to, it's the land of dwarfs, but then you have all type of other beings to live there, and they're in cartoon formation. All right? So this is the fourth realm. The fifth realm is Atlantis. That's us. So we in the middle. So the four realms I just listed are above us. Okay? All right? Asgard, the realm of Snow White, the realm of the Alpha realm, and the realm of the Assyria realm. All right? Now, below us, you got four more realms. So the first realm below us is Vegeta. Just like Vegeta off Dragon Ball Z. All right, you have a realm called Vegeta, and this is the land of plasma energy. You have plasma energy beings that are strictly made out of lightning bolts and electricity and lightning rods. This is why when you watch lightning come, where does lightning come from? Lightning comes out the ground. Somebody said Planet Vegeta. Yeah, if you watch Dragon Ball Z, you heard of Planet Vegeta. But that's an actual realm, though. But it's nobody there but lightning beings, okay? So think of Super Saiyans and Goku. You got beings that don't take physical form. They just electricity and lightning and plasma. The Vegeta realm is the land of plasma energy, and it's directly below us. This is why, if you go look at lightning, go look at lightning. Anybody know how lightning works? Lightning don't come out the sky. Lightning don't come out the sky. Lightning is plasma energy, Smoothie. Anybody trying to talk shit, trying to doubt my metaphysical intel here. Nigga, lightning comes out the ground, but they don't tell you why it comes out the ground. Better yet, they got your goofy ass thinking it come out the fucking air. But you go look up lightning, which is plasma energy, and Google and see where it comes from. They don't tell you that much. They might tell you that much. Lightning is static plasma energy. It comes out the ground. Shoots up into the sky. Alright? Now, the seventh realm below the realm of Vegeta is the Nephilim realm. And we've all heard Nephilim before because they talk about them in the Bible. The Watchers came and they saw the daughters of man and they went and laid with them and they created these savage beasts called the Nephilim. Lies. The Watchers were gods. Black motherfuckers who couldn't control their dick. Okay? They were us. The gods that came down and started having sex with these white women after we reverse engineered them. The Watchers' job was to look over the Moors to make sure that they were reverse engineering the genetic effects of the human being species. When they first came here on our planet, they were in Neanderthal form. It was us who taught the human beings how to stand up right. Right? I've always said it. I crack jokes, but nowadays, a lot of days, white women, y'all got a little ass nowadays. Because it's like ass shots being taken, y'all. Y'all doing a lot of these, you know what I'm saying? Y'all getting a lot of these in, you know what I'm saying? Y'all getting a lot of squats in, you feel me? The one-leg joints and everything. But originally, y'all had flat asses. That's because we literally had to take plank, boards of plank, and tie y'all to the motherfuckers. That's why y'all ass is so flat and sucked in. I'm just being honest. You feel me? Pre-ass shot era, y'all didn't have no gluteus maximus back then. We can use the scientific terminology. You're lacking a gluteus maximus, okay? I'm just breaking the shit down for you, okay? You feel what I'm saying? Start fucking on y'all. Not me. Other gods, okay? We had gods here watching over y'all to make sure y'all get this shit together, nigga. You can't be down here, nigga, on all fours and hee-hawing and sleeping with your horses and all that old crazy shit. We ain't on that, so we start enlightening you, all right? We assigned a group of us, the Moors specifically, to handle that, because we got other shit to do. You see what I'm saying? And then, to make sure the Moors was doing their job, we had watchers to watch over them. And these niggas got extra freaky. So they start having sex with these white women, right? And then they started pillow talking and having sex and having babies. And then they try to tell you in the Bible that the babies that came out with a Nephilim. Those are lies. The Nephilim is an actual realm on the planet. And it used to belong to the fire giants. Okay, so the fire giants are these fire beings, and I'm saying giant because they're so huge, but they are basically fire beings, right? They are fire beings, and they have a direct connection to the element of fire. However, when our planet was hijacked, the realm of the Nephilim, they went to war too, and they lost that war like we lost our war here on Atlantis. So now the Nephilim realm is ran by the frost giants, all right? And they showed you them in Thor's realm. Go watch the first Thor. When Thor went to that realm and he's fighting all the niggas, some ice giants and shit, they exist. That's our actual realm. That's the realm of the Nephilim. All right? It used to belong to the fire beings, but they lost that war. When the dark elf came to Atlantis and brought all that technology here, all that cold weather shit, the realm that was the only other realm that was affected by our war was the realm of the Nephilim. So it's imperative that we know who the, my back is. It's imperative that we know who the real Nephilim is. The Nephilim is not a group of beings who got here from God fucking human beings. That ain't who the Nephilim. The Nephilim is an actual realm, and it used to belong to the fire giants who are one with us. They are elemental beings as well, but they lost their war like we lost our war here on Atlantis, and now that realm is ran by these frost giants, and they showed you them in Thor. Okay, now. The eighth realm, because I'm running out of list, the eighth realm, just like you got Delta Airlines, you got a realm called Delta, the Delta realm. This is the true, where Delta get its name from, like the Delta, the airlines, they get that shit from, it's an actual realm called Delta, the Delta realm. And in the Delta realm, that is the home of the veneer. Now, if you Google veneer, because I was trying to Google it, they don't tell you the truth about the veneer. The veneer are a group of advanced interterrestrial beings. They have a shape. Their heads are shaped like cones, and they are a cone-head advanced race of mystical beings. They are interterrestrials. So think about the movie Conehead. The movie Conehead was all about the veneer. The veneer lives on the Delta realm, and they are on the seventh realm in the planet. All right? And the veneer are an advanced group of cone-head beings. They are advanced in all the ancient mystical arts, but they are called the veneer, and they are black though. So in the movie Conehead, let me pull it up. They showed you the veneer, all right. And when you look up the veneer in Norse mythology, they try to say the veneer are beings that deal with fertility. No, you're gonna be fertile regardless. That has nothing to do with a group of beings, you know. I know they mad at me. I know they mad at the motherfucker right now.
Why they watching this shit? What the fuck? He's breaking the whole goddamn planet down.
But yeah, hold on. Now let me show y'all something. If you Google veneer, this is what they're going to show you to keep you off balance. When you Google the veneer, look who pop up. White people with elf helmets. You see what I'm saying? So they let you know they exist. But once again, here they go lying about how they look. You see what I'm saying? They don't look shit like that. Let me show you how they look. This is exactly how they look. It was a movie that came out a long time ago called The Coneheads. Coneheads right here. That was The Coneheads. This is how the veneer really looks. Their heads are shaped just like this because they use the tip of their head as beacon points like pyramids to do all type of mystical arts, all right? But they are black, not white. So the veneer are interterrestrials. Now, keep in mind, listen to what I'm saying to you. Notice how I'm saying the veneer, they are not extraterrestrials. They are interterrestrials because they are inside planet. What makes a species an extraterrestrial species is when it comes from outside of our planet. That's why they are called etch like the Lycans, like the Lyrans, like the Nomos, the Nagas, us. We would all be extraterrestrial races. Triadians, extraterrestrial. Once we made this planet, the veneer came here and they took home within that realm. So that seventh realm belongs to them. Alright? They look just like the Conehead people. Only difference is they are black, all right? And they are mystics. very advanced mystical interterrestrial beings. All right? Yeah, yeah, Conehead, old school. That's what I'm saying. The only reason I'm in tune with I just tap into self. This is what the ancestors put me here to do. This is why these people want to harm me and hurt me now. All right, everything I'm telling you is fact. And then they'll put the shit in the cartoon, or you'll hear them like they did with the Bermuda Triangle video. They'll come out 2 months later and be saying all the same shit I'm saying. We discovered a new group of fuck out of here, nigga. Every time Rashad said, niggas think I'm crazy. It's just white people say it was two songs. But niggas, you over here, they want to tag me in that shit. Like, they gonna tag me and shit. Well, my ancestors sent me here to do this. I ain't got time to go over here lying with you. I could be spending time with my wife and my kids right now. I ain't come over here to play a lot. Feel me? All right. Now, the ninth realm of Atlantis is called Hades. All right? That's the very last realm, and it's the home of the fallen gods and the lost souls. All right? So Hades is where a lot of your most powerful principalities reside at. A lot of your fallen gods that are on the planet, they are in Hades. Satan himself, Zeus himself, resides, because he ain't in the sixth universe no more. I told people who've been watching me, Zeus came back, what we would call 3 years ago, for this war right now. He's residing right at the bottom of Hades. And that's also where lost souls go. So this is why the elites like to get people to sell their soul. Like when you sell your soul, you ain't transcendent. So they either take your soul and put it in artificial intelligence, or they will lock you up in Hades, on the realm of Hades, until they can reuse your soul again, or until they want to use it at a later date, because you signed it away. This shit real, y'all. This shit very deep. Ain't no hell, but it's definitely a Hades. You know, it ain't full of fire or none of that shit. Ain't none but lost souls and very powerful fallen gods. These are the nine realms of Planet Kai. Alright? So, now that we know the nine realms, let's dive into how they took the land. I want to start first, y'all. My bad. I had to take it off the chart. So, the dark matter energy is rising. All is being revealed. But for us to rise, we have to have full intel of our planet and who and what we are and how everything works. Alright? So, a lot of these cities and towns were built over slave grave sites. New York, Chicago, L.A., Dayton, Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio, Miami, the Carolina. I don't give a fuck what state you name, what country you name. We were there, and they slaughtered us in war and then built their cities over us. I don't think y'all understand that. Let me let that sit in y'all so I have to move forward. Let me let that sit in y'all soul before we even move forward. All of your major cities, states, towns, municipalities were built. It's bad enough that they killed us. Hold on. You know that they killed the conquerors, but did you know that they built over the dead bodies, literally? All the parking lots, all the buildings, even where you stay right now, there isn't a place you can go. They literally took us and threw us in one location. Like after they defeated us, you know, our souls kept going. Our souls and spirits kept going and came back and did whatever we was going to do. But as far as the physical body, after they killed us, they made these huge grave sites for us, and they would dump all our bodies right there. And that area might have been the size of Charlotte, North Carolina. So what would they do? Then they turned around and built and made Charlotte, North Carolina over that whole grave site. They have done this with every city. This is what makes it a city. This is what makes it a town. Because they are still trying to harness the energy of your ancestors. Somebody said this is getting spooky. Yeah, get real deep. You have to understand why their magic was working. You have to understand why you feared them. They have harnessed and reversed the energy of your ancestors who feared them at the moment when they died. Not all your ancestors, but some of them did die scared. This is why we have to rise. This is why we can't. It is end game. You have not a clue, because there's so much shit they left out and didn't even tell us, because they knew how you would react to it. How would you feel if you knew every Walmart was built over over dead bodies, every housing complex, every project, every city, literally. The planet is way bigger than they're telling you. So these little areas that they call cities, towns, and states were the grave sites.
hear me clearly. Your modern-day cities, towns, and states were the actual grave site locations of our ancestors. And then they built their cities purposely over that as a sacrifice ritual to harness the energy. Somebody said the planet is a big corpse. Who is that? Adrian Barker. You goddamn right it is. That's what I'm trying to say. It's one big graveyard. You're walking on top of your ancestors. All right? So I'm going to pull up a couple stories today. You might have heard of them. You might have it. I'm not going to run through every city, but I'm going to just run through a few so you can know how real this shit is. Okay? Let's start with Lake Lanier in Georgia. Lake Lanier
In 1912, the white population drove the black population out of
Hold on. First off, I don't want to plagiarize. Let me see. So I'm going to get credit. This video was posted by Intrigue Minds. So shout out to Intrigue Minds. That's who did this original video. I'm using it as a reference point right now for my lecture. I'm not stealing his video. I do not know him. I do not own this video. I'm only using it as a reference point. So, YouTube, please don't mute the video because we got souls and spirits that need to see this video later, please. God damn, y'all be so hot in the ass. So, yeah, Intrigue Minds posted this video, but it goes along with my lecture. It's about 8 minutes, y'all. We finna watch it, though. Listen to this. Listen to him. It's a human being talking, but he ain't lying, so we can listen. This is one of the places, and they did many places like this. But check it out, though. Listen. Intrigue Minds made this video once again. Hold on.
Two white women, allegedly.
Now, what I want y'all to notice, too, notice how most of these stories where they took our land and killed us and stuff like that, it always started with some white woman lying, saying she was raped. They use the same tactics all through history, like they're trying to do me down here in Georgia. Somebody lies and she happens to me. They have a reason to come kill your ass and harm you. Pay attention to that point. Let's keep going, though.
Oscarville was a small town in the county of Forsyth in the state of Georgia. In 1912, the white population drove the black population out of Oscarville with threats and violence. This event was triggered by crimes against two white women, allegedly at the hands of black men. Homes and churches were destroyed, and an estimated 1,100 people were displaced. This was not the first time that Oscarville had been the site of racial violence. In the 1830s, the white population forcibly removed Cherokee farmers from their property.
And he paused right there. You heard what he said? You heard what he said? That wasn't the first time they displaced us. Now, remember, who was the Cherokee? Us. So if your eyes is woke to the fact that there's no such thing as Indians, we are the Indians. We are the descendants of those native tribes. Keep that in your mind. Now, let's keep going.
And force the Cherokees away from Oscarville forever. Welcome to Intrigue Mind, where today we explore Oscarville, the city drowned by Lake Lanier. Lake Lanier is the site of multiple mysterious deaths and disappearances that have plagued this man-made lake for as long as it has been in existence. Many people believe that the lake is haunted because it was constructed on top of a town. That town was called Oscarville, located in Forsyth County. It still exists today, but it is submerged beneath as much as 152 feet of water, though the remnants of Oscarville were revealed during drought between 2000 and 2009. So, what happened to the residents of that town? Who were they? And why did they leave? And what other mysteries does this submerged city's tragic past lay claim to? Keep watching to learn all about the secrets of Oscarville, the town that was flooded by Lake Lanier.
See you later, Madhat.
Hold on, let me hit mute. All right. So, he's going to go into, he's going to talk about Lake Lanier. And this whole fucking, this whole town, Oscarville. But you wouldn't know that today because it's a lake over it. Come on, man. Here they go with the double commercials. Come on, YouTube. I'll make a nigga sit through an ad. Let's go.
Which lies in the northern part of the state of Georgia. Today, this county is characterized by a predominantly white population. Yet, this was not always the case. In 1912, each and every black resident was forcibly relocated. An estimated 1,100 people, comprising 10% of Oscarville's population, were removed from their homes and sent into exile. But what events precipitated this racial cleansing? In September of that year, before the white people drove out their black neighbors, a young woman was found in the nearby woods. She was beaten, bloodied, and unconscious. The woman was 18-year-old Sleety Mae Crow. The girl later died of her injuries, 1 week shy of her 19th birthday. It was believed that she had been struck from behind and dragged into the woods while walking home from her aunt's house. Her assailant raped her before striking her in the head with a rock at least 3 times, crushing her skull. A black man named Rob Edwards, whose only crime was to be in the area at the time of the attack, was quickly seized. Edwards was unlawfully hung in the town square, with many of the white community present. His body was strung up on the telephone pole, and white onlookers fired bullets into his lifeless body.
So let's not jump past that. Okay, so a white woman is walking. Same story like Black Wall Street. Same story with Roswell, Florida. Same story. They use the same shit. They trying to do me like that right now in Georgia. It don't matter if it's a black or white woman. They use a woman or something happened to a woman or some shit like that to come after your ass. That's the point. Now, this nigga Rob Edwards, he ain't did shit. Because they needed a reason to attack Oscarsville, they hang him and shoot him. And it's in Georgia, where I'm at right now. So I'm not shocked that y'all been trying to hang me right now. They've been down here hanging niggas. They killed so many of us in Georgia and built so many towns over us. That's why I got to stand strong there. Like, y'all got me fucked up like I don't know what y'all did to my people down here. I bet I don't be the example, nigga. Facts, nigga, this for them, this for Oscarville, this for all of them too. But just pay attention, just stay focused. Facts.
It is for the still unsolved murder, 16-year-old Edward Knox, whom the girl allegedly accused on her deathbed,
kill him,
17-year-old Oscar Daniel. The two boys were put on trial, found guilty, and handed down a sentence of death by hanging earlier that same week.
Okay, so in this picture, they just hung, both of them was teenagers. They already killed one black guy. Right? Then they turn around and kill two more. All right, let's keep going.
The two boys were put on trial, found guilty, and handed down a sentence of death by hanging. Earlier that same week, another white woman was allegedly assaulted by two black men. Ellen Greach, the wife of a well-respected farmer, accused two black men, Tony Howell and Isaiah Perkle, of attempting to rape her before they were startled and scared away by her mother. These men were imprisoned, awaiting trial. A black preacher by the name of Grant Fallon was alleged to have speculated at a community barbecue that Greach may have given consent to sexual relations with Howell and Purple. Where did this speculation reach the ears of the white members of the community, who were enraged at the suggestion? An angry mob captured Grant Ellen and horsewhipped him until he was nearly dead. The local sheriff managed to intervene just in time to drag the preacher to the safety of the courthouse. Regardless of whether these black men were guilty of the crimes they were accused of or not, it acted as a flame to a powder keg. The night of Sleety Mae Crow's funeral, enraged white men gathered at the town's crossroads, armed with guns and sticks of dynamite. They descended on the black population with fury, spurred on by sensational news reports and the support of Crow's parents, who went on record to say that they wished to be rid of the town's black people, whom they referred to as the fiends of hell.
Okay.
In the coming months.
So now, keep in mind, all these white people down in Oscarville, right? They didn't like these black people because they were successful in their little town they had. Even though they had already pushed them to that point where they took all this land from us, they still didn't like that. All right, they called them the fiends of hell. Now they used two excuses to go attack them. Now pay attention.
White vigilantes, known collectively as the Night Riders, drove the black community out of town. It is estimated that in the early months of the racial cleansing, that 98% of Oscarville's black community fled in fear, never to return. Many of the cabins of Oscarville's black population were scattered along the banks of the Chattahoochee River on the outskirts of town. The Night Riders would go to each and every white home to call up the adult men of the family to join the group. It is worth remembering that it had only been 50 years earlier that a white man was legally allowed to pursue escaped slaves in the days before the Civil War and the Emancipation Proclamation. Therefore, when the knock on the door came after sundown to join the Night Riders' posse, it may not have seemed a foreign concept to these men at all. It took a few months for these so-called Night Riders to drive the black people out of Oscarville and from nearby towns such as Cumming. Those members of the black community who served in the wealthy houses of the upper-class white families in the neighboring town of Cumming were afforded some protection. But the poor sharecroppers, landowners, and cotton pickers, who were the most vulnerable, were the first to flee the town. The Night Riders' main modus operandi was to throw stones through windows, to fire gunshots through front doors, and to shout out, "Git!" to the terrified inhabitants within.
Okay. So before we keep going, we just can't jump past that. Who else used them tactics? The KKK. Who else used them tactics? The police today. They like to come deep. Come with their guns. Hell, the U.S. Marshals do that too. They came to my house in the middle of the night. Come to the house in the middle of the night, guns drawn, trying to scare you, to take you to jail so they can hang you, kill you. Kill you slowly. See, that's all I see. They took the land. This Atlantis, though. But I don't think we understand these tactics are the same motherfucking tactics they've been using on our people from day motherfucking one. They call them marshals today, and the police, and the FBI, and the CIA. It don't matter whether you're right or wrong. It could be tax evasion. They come, just like they did right there. They ass was innocent. They didn't give a fuck, nigga. They went and gapped their ass in front of their families. And then look at the tactics they use to drive all the black people out. They throwing stones through their windows at night, shooting through their doors. You don't think little kids got shot, nigga? Hell yeah. Nigga, imagine you sitting in the crib with your wife and your family. Niggas just shooting through the doors. The land. But I don't think you understand how they took the land. Let him finish.
Pets and livestock were shot, and messages were left behind, giving inhabitants 24 hours to leave. One white woman, Ruth Jordan, who was just a girl at the time of the racial cleansing, recounted one night when she accompanied her father, who was friendly with his black neighbors, to check on their safety. They found their neighbor's cabin empty, the furniture shot to pieces. When her father called out, their neighbors, the Cooks, emerged from the woods, where they had spent the night hiding in terror. By mid-October, it was reported in the news that many black homes had been torched and razed to the ground, along with five churches where black people worshipped. The exiles literally had no place to return to. By burning their churches, the Knight Rider struck at the very heart of the spiritual and social fabric of Austinville's black community.
Stop! Let's stop. Let's pause it. Look at their tactics. And you know, them are the racist human beings is vibrating low. I don't fuck with them. Somebody said, you say, yeah, I don't like racist-ass human beings is vibrating low. I have no problem with the human beings vibrating high. Because guess what? Even then, in that time, you had human beings that was vibrating high, and they wasn't with that shit. It's always been duality all through history. How you think niggas was getting away doing the Underground Railroad? How you think niggas was getting hit? It ain't never just been all human beings. But it's been a majority of their ass. But not all. So I can't take it out on all. Just like all gods ain't roll with us, nigga. It's hella stories in history where black people that motherfucking went back and told the masters some shit and fucked up the whole revolt. We've been revolted. Your bitch ass ran back and told some shit, fucked the whole revolt up. Go read about Gabriel Prosper. I know my history, do you know yours, though? This is what I do. So my rage is righteous rage. I just talked for a reason, though, to all the Christians out there. I've been telling motherfuckers, nigga, boy, they didn't give a fuck if you was in church, boy, they would come in that bitch and burn your ass in front of your kids. Why we ain't finna show no motherfucking mercy to y'all ass right now, nigga. What? Just like they would have tried to hurt me for no reason. Y'all know my case. They ain't got one. They made some shit up because I'm doing this, waking motherfuckers up, nigga. But had the ancestors not moved me, moved us, we wouldn't have known shit, nigga. You think they wouldn't have cared about it? You think the marshals and the police don't care about it? You think they'd shoot the fuck out of me in front of my kids, nigga, and my wife, nigga? No different than back in the day. Oh, you want to be that outspoken nigga, huh? We gonna bring you in front of the whole, and they know y'all watching me too. We gonna make an example out of Rashad Jamal. Know the fuck y'all ain't. What y'all gonna do is start a whole motherfucking war around this bitch, nigga. I know who I am. I know this sound land, and I know why y'all came to me. Like I know why y'all come to my people. I know why they pour black people carbonated beans over and shoot y'all and arrest y'all and fuck with y'all. Why they drug the food? Why they fluoride the water? Nigga, read history.
ain't got to go back that far. You ain't got to know none of the cosmic shit I'm telling you. Just go basic history, nigga. Nigga, they said they burnt down 5 churches. Because they knew this was strike at the spiritual source of the community. That let you know right there, nigga, Jesus ain't real, nigga. That let you know right there, nigga, what church is all about. Take your ass passive, nigga, but both church was fucking shit up around this bitch. Then they came that church shit. Worship your slave masters. It's okay because Jesus suffered, so you can suffer like him. He died for your sins, so you should suffer like he did, and you'll get your heaven after you leave. Nigga, fuck the heaven after we leave, nigga. We want heaven right here, right now. But we got to leave, boy, to get some peace around this bitch, nigga. They burned churches. They did more than that. Don't forget who's telling the story here. You can't never expect no human being to tell you the truth about you. Don't forget who's telling the story here. He's still laying it on white, nickel. Y'all better go read Uncle Tom's Cabin, and then you wonder why I be like that with them. Why I be on that energy with the racists and the elites. Why I'm on that energy with 12, nigga. Smoking dead cops, you goddamn right, nigga. Fuck what color you is, nigga. You are out if you behind that badge, nigga. I know what that badge really means. I know who the laws was made for, me and my motherfucking people. Niggas walking around thinking they free. Now, imagine that. Nigga, we was going to church and everything, nigga. And y'all, niggas wasn't even safe in the church. And then you wonder why when Hurricane Harvey hit, Joel Osteen, this is finna get to me. Y'all trying to talk about ISIS wisdom, Kali, even Pharaoh, me, or anybody in what y'all call the conscious community, that if they do make any type of dollars. But you ain't saying shit about Joel Osteen, though. Because the last time I checked, ain't nobody made more money off black people than Joel Osteen and Jesus. And when Joel Osteen made billions off of our black people, when Hurricane Harvey hit, he wouldn't even open the doors. Forget about that. I don't. I take it personal. So I go out my way to remind motherfuckers, remember who you are. Remember who they is. Nigga, they ain't never changed. Who motherfucker changes up? Hey, the ops, niggas been up there with their ass generation after generation, nigga. Why the fuck this generation want to be so soft, nigga? Now I get to this generation, niggas want to blame each other. You know, black people, they all work in. I snap your motherfucking neck with my bare hands, nigga. I ain't trying to hear nothing from none of you house Negroes to be. Oh, why he talks with all, he's full of race. You goddamn right I am, nigga. Look what they did to my people. And still doing. Niggas want to be nice. Ain't no other way to feel about this shit, nigga. Ain't no other way to feel, nigga. Killing kids, they kids and all, nigga. Anything vibrate low, nigga. Ain't nobody safe, nigga. Was our kids safe? Nigga, was damn about our women, nigga. Our kids, no, nigga. What the fuck, I'm showing mercy, folks. Then you bitch ass niggas want to get on my lap. He just said, you got that right, I'm going to kill the kids, nigga. Bring motherfucking kids in the house if I come up on your motherfucking house and you on that low vibration, nigga. War, nigga. I don't give a fuck, nigga. You send the marshals, nigga. You make a case, nigga. You wish war with me. I ain't honoring shit, nigga. Yeah, I will leave this motherfucking avatar, nigga, before I be a slave around this bitch, nigga. Y'all can have that shit, nigga. Because I know after this world, I am forever free, nigga. Finna be nice. Did you hear what he just told your ass, nigga? They burnt the churches down too, nigga. Once again, you know they took the land, but is it sinking in your soul how they took our land? You goofy ass house Negroes, me. He cap. What cap about rhyme for your people, nigga? You's a bitch, nigga. And your mama that raised. You can sit on the internet and jump in these real life things, nigga. We talking real shit, nigga. We lost billions of us, nigga. They didn't just take our land. They took our dignity, our assets, nigga, our culture, nigga. We don't even love ourselves no more around this bitch. But you got the audacity to get in the lab and say some shit, cap, nigga. You are Uncle Tom. That's what you is. We not in here playing. And I bet you wouldn't say that to my face. If I'm giving this lecture in real life time and you said that, well, I will blow your motherfucking brains out your head. Chop your body up. Take my time, nigga. Piece by piece. I'm not playing when it comes to my people, nigga. I know what they did to us, nigga. You cannot give a fuck that you's a bitch. You don't stand for nothing, nigga. If that shit don't move your soul, nigga, you don't stand for nothing. Fuck is you breathing for? You don't think it was no kids in the church? You don't think motherfuckers in there? Yeah, niggas was niggas ran to the church for safety. After they took their homes, they ran to the church, the same church they slave masters gave them, thinking Jesus was going to save them. Ran in the church and still got killed, still got raped, still got burnt alive in the church. Boy, they used to take a nigga, they used to hang us at high noon, nigga. It's pictures, nigga, of 1,000 white racists, nigga. I hang your bitch ass at high noon, nigga. All in the name of their Jesus. With the KKK, nigga, they had a cross, nigga. A burning cross, nigga. Don't show ass to the cross. All in the name of their Jesus. And y'all bitch ass want to keep working for them, nigga. Want to keep kissing their ass, nigga. You a disgrace to our whole motherfucking race. Like I told this police officer, Leo Nick. Bitch ass house nigga, I told him that's the same shit, nigga. Give a fuck if you got a badge, nigga. You black, nigga. You place the badge before your people? Well, you gonna die with that motherfucker, nigga. Fuck out of here, man. Straight up. Niggas don't know history. Niggas don't stand for nothing but they self. Niggas selfish. That's why it don't affect you. They took our land, took everything from us. Play it back. You heard what he said, nigga. That's exactly what he said. You ain't hear him wrong. And it get worse than that.
Along with five churches where black people worshipped, the exiles literally had no place to return to. By burning their churches, the Knight Rider struck at the very heart of the spiritual and social fabric of Oscarville's black community. By late October, violent means were no longer necessary. All it took was for the Knight Riders to leave a tied-up bundle of sticks on the cabin's front porch in the morning, and the family who dwelled there would be gone by sundown. Such was the depth of their terror. The white farmers who remained in Oscarville went on to prosper after the racial cleansing of 1912.
Look. Hold on, you already said. Hold on. The white farmers who stayed in Oscarville, they went on to prosper. Of course they did. You just eradicated the whole motherfucking species that was living there, nigga. Now look out. Sitting there smiling like they ain't did nothing. Like they ain't did nothing. Now where you think they kids at today? They still here. They got descendants too, nigga. shit ain't no motherfucking game. It's in game, nigga. That's the only game it is, nigga. It's in game, nigga. Now get caught in the crosshairs if you want to playing out here, nigga. We ain't playing.
After the racial cleansing of 1912, in fact, they were so successful that Oxfordville was one of the few farming communities to survive both the Great Depression and the Bull Weevil attacks.
Check them out. What? They took so much shit from... We're just talking about Oxfordville now. They took so much shit. You heard what they just said? Boy, even with Great Depression, the niggas still was getting it in down there, nigga, and down here in Georgia. Nigga, they was good off that top. Now, that's just Oxfordville. Boy, that's every city, state, town, municipality around this bitch. Boy, got that same story. They took the land. Our land. Our planet. Lord, our frequency. We Atlanteans. Anunnaki gods. Goddesses. Royalty. We ain't honoring shit no more from these bitches, man. Y'all tripping.
That it's like the area from 1915. However, the fact that Oscarville primarily comprised farming land made it a target for developers who wanted to create a water supply for the fast-growing Atlanta metro. All but five residents were asked to sell their land to the government for this project. In 1947, a deal was struck between the Chamber of Commerce and the Industrial Bureau for the construction of the Buford Dam, which took 4 years to complete, and by 1959, Lake Lanier was built for the first time. By this time, the farming town that was Oscarville had completely disappeared, only living on via a handful of old maps, archived newspaper articles, and local oral history. About 1,100 people lost their livelihoods and their homes during the 1912 racial cleansing of Oscarville. A few families sold their properties for dirt cheap.
Look
this time.
Look it up. Now, this is a fucking lake now. You would never have known it was a town full of us living there. You would have never known that if you don't know that. Just look at it. Now imagine how many more lakes you go past every day. Just imagine how many more lakes you go past every day. You better get your bitch ass off my live talking about stop chewing. Take your bitch ass to a whole nother live segment. Fuck you mean stop chewing. Get your goofy ass out of here, Snoopy. Now imagine if chew what the fuck I want to chew around this bitch. Nigga, I'm hungry. What you talking about, nigga? Fuck who come out? Fuck what you said? Nah. Taste low good. Nah. I'm keep chewing. Fuck what you talking about? Stop being a house nigga. How about that? Stop being a coward. How about that? Fuck what you talking about? Stop being a coward. Stop moving like a whole bitch out here, nigga. You ain't got no nuts. Fuck is wrong, too. Now, imagine, y'all, if you ain't know, imagine how many more lakes you ride past and you thinking they natural. That's the point I'm trying to make. Imagine how many more lakes they not telling you about. Did you think, wait, all these oceans... Now, if that's under the lake, what the fuck do you think is under the oceans? The rivers. What do you think I'm trying to point to? You've had your whole life a lot. You know, we ain't had no rivers and all that shit. Nigga, we had seas. Every place used to be a lake and shit. That's all that shit, man. Even the five great lakes, boy. Them was, they put, you know how many bodies they put in Lake Michigan? It was all the whole Illinois Confederacy, boy. Dead bodies make up the five great lakes. Come on, man. You don't know how deep this shit run, nigga. Come on, man. All these oceans, man. Who you think at the bottom of them oceans, man? They ain't gonna tell you that. They'll never tell you that. They'll never tell you that. I'm using this one example. Now, people in Georgia knew that. But that still should amaze the fuck out of you. Like, look at it. Look how they did it. You would never know. Look at it. It's all beautiful and shit. You're like, oh, that's beautiful. So if this is beautiful, how many more tourist attractions they showing you? That's really not tourist attractions.
ain't telling you to do nothing, but use some insight right now. Look at how beautiful the backdrop is. Now, how many more places you go on this planet with beautiful lakes and meadows and mountain views? If you only knew, they took the land from us, man, and how they took it from us, man. They just do that down in Oscarville, Georgia, nigga. Everywhere, nigga. Every city, every state, every great lake, nigga. Oceans, nigga. That's why it's in game now. Oh, man, we on to the next real quick, man. Real quick, man. Cause they want to tell you shit like this. You know, they work off this shit all day, y'all.
Claim that free business profile on Google. Yeah, now which makes us booking.
Hold on, they do this a lot, y'all. So check this story out. Radar finds more than 120 graves buried beneath Tampa apartments. I'm just clicking on this shit. They not surprised. Nigga, this shit is, this is every apartment. Nigga, when I say we everywhere, we everywhere. Listen to this. Look at this, apartment complex in Tampa. Look at that. The Tampa, let's read it. The Tampa Housing Authority directed private archaeologists to investigate whether the graves remain on his land. Look how their neighborhood look. Hold on, y'all. Look how the neighborhood look. You would never think this was nothing but graveyards and bodies that they built over.
Results on this map. GPR testing returns the reflections of very rectangular objects that are
all these graves. Boy, it's more than that. But you would never think that. This is an apartment complex in Tampa. And they still white saucing you. They're still white saucing you. They still white saucing it. Well, man, I made this line for a reason. It's just to get your soul ready for this end game where we going with this revolution right now, nigga. Come on, man. That's just them showing that apartment. Or the apartment complex you live in is all buried over, built over bodies. It was trillions of us. Well, we went to war with their ass. Boy, a lot of us lost our avatar, man. Our ancestors died fighting their ass. That's why they hide the grave sites. Do you get it now? To make sure you never fight against their ass again. That should touch your soul right now, man.
Mm.
We gonna do a 1 minute break
indeed.
And let that marinate on
your soul. Wait a minute.
Oh, man.
We literally gonna take a break because I promise y'all it did.
I know that life may seem a bit strange at times, but through all of the pain and confusion, you have to remain divine. Do all that you can do to heal and change inside. Know and understand that even flowers have to endure the rain at times. Beautiful sunflowers, sunflowers, soul. You haven't been yourself since some time ago. Beautiful sunflowers, sunflowers, soul. You have to learn to let go and forgive in order for the sunshine to show. I want you to know that things get better with time. But in the meantime, you have to stop seeing yourself through irrelevant eyes. May you shine like the light that has brought you forth from the heavenly skies. And find more of yourself in the rest of these lines. I know people change. I know flowers grow. I know we need the rain. Sunflower souls. I know people change. I know flowers grow. I know we need the rain. Sunflower souls. I know people change. Yeah. I know flowers grow. I know flowers grow. I know people change. Yeah. Sometimes we need the rain. Sunflower souls. There is a time to love and there's a time to heal. Find a way to free your mind and let time reveal. In the midst of all of this love that you're trying to give, you have to learn to love yourself for real and find the time to live. Beautiful sunflower, sunflower soul. You haven't been yourself since some time ago. Beautiful sunflower, sunflower soul. You have to learn to let go and forgive in order for the sunshine to show. I know people change. I know flowers.
I know flowers.
Yeah. Sometimes my day's insane. I'm talking major pain. Hope not I pray in vain. I'm trying to make a change. I know flowers grow. We cannot stay the same. So if you love the flower, you cannot hate the rain. Sometimes my day's insane. I'm talking major pain. Hope not I pray in vain. I'm trying to make a change. I know people change. I know flowers grow. I know we need the rain. Sunflower souls. I know people change. I know flowers grow. I know we need the rain. Sunflower souls. I know people change. Yeah. I know flowers grow. I know flowers grow. I know people change. Yeah. Sometimes we need the rain. Sunflower souls.
YouTubers, nigga, are we waking up now, y'all?
all these content creators and niggas want to beef with each other, nigga. What, that's how you know they don't got no real history. What did you didn't learn from the 60s? We finally got some unity. You got all these different content creators speaking facts, and you got niggas saying my name every 2 seconds. Nigga, you, come on, man. I just seen a demigod say he said my name. Get your little white ass out of here, nigga. You little racist. Don't be trying to post no demigod saying my name every video. All these, all, you got a whole system to attack. You want to say he attacked me with every YouTube video? Are you serious? Are you serious? So I know who you work for. You got niggas out here working spells against the university. Get y'all goofy ass out of here. You think it's going to work? If you want to work some spells, nigga, you got a whole enemy to work against. So you ain't in this fight with us. You trying to beef with a nigga for some views. But what about this, though? What about them, though? What about them? Oh, that don't matter to you, but you are descendant of Lot. You cheat Anu. You a true demigod. You a false. You a fuck out of here with all that goofy shit.
Breathe and be still. Breathe and be here. Breathe and be now. Allow your spirit to be receptive. Be receptive. Everything that you want is available to you now. Everything that you need, you already have. There are no voids in the universe. There are no voids within you. Creation is abundant, infinite, ever expanding, boundless. Though you live in creation, creation also lives in you. You are abundant, infinite, ever expanding, boundless. Remove all thoughts of lack and limitation from your consciousness. There is no such thing as lack. There are no limitations. The only limit is your mind. Let your mind expand. Let your consciousness expand. Inhale deeply. Let your mind expand. Exhale completely. Let your consciousness expand. Success is all around you. Success is within you. Wealth is all around you. Wealth is within you. Growth is all around you. Growth is within you. You are an abundant and attractive force. You are an abundant and attractive force. Everything that you want is available to you now. Everything that you need, you already have.
9:32. 9:32. Thank you. Shout out to my grandmother, Catherine Mass Boyd, who sent that song to me, and she wanted me to listen to it every day. As I rose, you know, my own grandmother, we hear it here, know that death isn't real, but, you know, my grandmother is deceased. She's crossed on, but I speak to her every day. But, you know, she sent that to me and told me to listen to it every morning. So I did for a little while. But each time I do get on track and I do listen to it, you know, it's a divine song, you guys. So I want to dedicate that song to anybody who is struggling, anybody who may, you know, just be caught in the mist, caught in the wind, who may not just know which direction, you know, just it's by Landrell. And the song is Abundance Meditation. So go to YouTube and type in Abundance Meditation, Landrell. Landrell, his albums, you guys. You got to get his albums. But thank you, everybody who tuned in to listen. I do the Haru Presents presentations. You know, those are pop-up shows that I do when I just feel the urge and need to share some information with the world. I like to put, you know, Brother Rashad's, Jamal's, and Bro Sanchez, and a few others, you know, Brother Wisdom. I like to catch their lectures, you know, their I don't even want to say lectures, you know, but their insights, because, you know, I love and respect all gods of many different walks, because we all make up different genetic, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So everybody has their own way of navigation when it comes to this earth plane, and I love and respect anybody, you know, of how they do it, you know what I'm saying, without judgments and without, you know, trying to filter them and, you know, all that stuff that we do, you know what I mean? So shout out to Brother Gerard, Jamal, Rashad, who dropped that lecture, guys. I posted the link to the lecture, so be sure that you check out his channel. He has a university also where you can take classes with him and all. So the brother got some fire on his channel, you know, so yeah. So I couldn't play it all, but I wanted to kind of stop right there. I'm going to be doing another cypher next year, guys. I'm already booking shit to next February. I think I was in April. I was in April. This morning, guys, I was putting shows up until April. So that's what I do. I feel this creative vibe and vision. But next year, we're going to be breaking down JFK. We're going to be breaking down the Matrix, the Cosmic Intelligence. I mean, I have a lot of great stuff for y'all guys next year. So I'm still booking those up. And friends coming on as well, you know, just confirmed with one of my friends, a broadcast of Cypher that we're going to do on Frequency February the 5th. You know what I'm saying? So I'm attempting to put together some fire for you guys. So, you know, I love y'all to life, and thank you. Please join us at the top of the hour. We're going to be talking about dirty technology, so I need to wrap this up so I can get ready for the broadcast that's actually going to come right after this. This was not the normal broadcast, you guys. So, you know, yes, you can continue to stay on and wait, or you can call back, but we will be coming on right after this particular broadcast at the top of the hour. All right, guys, Landrell is his name. Abundance Meditation was that particular song. But here's another one for you guys. All right, guys. Peace.
Soul. Embrace the highs, work through the lows, master yourself, work on your goals, just take a breath, let go of it and grow, it can't rain forever, you won't feel this pain forever, I promise you can change for better, I know people change, and things change for better, yeah, I know times is kinda tough right now, ain't nobody showing love right now. You a diamond in the rough right now. Love yourself, know your worth, you enough right now. I know times is kinda tough right now, and you'd rather be in love right now. but you a diamond in the rough right now. Love yourself, know your worth, you enough right now.
Enough right now.